Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
Good evening. I recorded a podcast earlier today. I don't think I'm launching this one today, but you don't care. You're listening now. That's all that matters. So if you listen to last episode, I was on my way to the airport. I was flying to Chicago for the weekend. So I get on my plane, and I normally fly Southwest. I had credit on United, and it was one of those, like, I flew out of Orange County. I don't know how I did it, but for some reason, the credit was going to expire. I get a first class seat one way because I'm not flying back on United. So I fly Delta or Southwest. And normally, man, I got the Delta credit card just so I can get upgraded. Dude, you never get upgraded anymore. So flying first class, I mean, it sounds awesome. It's really, man, I never get to do it. And this one, the plane wasn't even that nice. We barely got a meal, so it wasn't like, wow. But first class, let's just say, midweek flight, more business travelers, guy next to me, briefcase, 13-inch iMac, business shirt, khakis, spiky hair, flying to Chicago. So, you know, your typical, I'm in sweatpants. Not like Ron Jeremy sweatpants, but nicer ones. T-shirt, headphones, and like they're asking if my name is Craig Gross and if I'm supposed to be sitting there. At least they didn't ask me if I could sit in an emergency exit. That's happened before, but I'm 42. So I don't have a question for this. I'm not going to pretend that I got this question. This is just, I've got to share this. So he gets out his iPad and we're about to take off and he's trying to hotspot his phone. But he opens his app. And so I'm nosy, if you know me, if you don't. Like, I'll look over your shoulder if you open something. I won't read your whole email. But, like, if you're typing, like, really loud, I'll look, pretend to look out the window. You know, I'm kind of like that guy. Or if something, like, something says, you know, do not read, I'm going to open it and read it. Anyways, 13-inch iMac, though. So it's kind of big. And he gets the tray table out. So he's not discreetly trying to hide any of this. I put the guy at, I don't know, my age. And so then he gets his phone and I look what he's doing. You know, he's connecting and he opens the Showtime app. So Showtime, like, you know, you know what Showtime was. And there's, I guess, this feature on it that's like offline movies that you've downloaded, you know, at home. And then if you're connected to the internet, you can stream it just like you could Netflix or anything else. So the front screen just says offline movies. And I can't make this up. It's got images just kind of like Netflix. It's got the image of the movie title. And then, you know, like, I don't know, there's maybe 16, 18 images that are on there that he had downloaded. And that screen's up and it's, I'm kid you not, everything on it is like boobs or blondes or Asians or they're all female. And it's just, so I'm looking over there and I'm like, wait, are they like full blown pornos? Or like, is he gonna like watch it? Or what, like, what's he doing? And so I start texting with my friend Dave and, you know, I wanted to make it look like I was doing something. Really, I was like, I'm just texting Dave about what's happening. And he said, I'm pulling up these text messages right now because the first one I saw, and Dave's into yoga. So I just text messaged Dave, naughty namaste. And he's just like, what? And I said, I'm not making this up. I'm on a plane, guy next to me, first class, iPad opens. It's like all pornos. And then I start looking at some more of these names, Shark Babes. So, you know, I'm texting Dave, and I was like, okay, I gotta look over. So I'm doing this, and this guy, I don't know what he's doing, if he's sorting them. I mean, I used to sell baseball cards. Like, I'm gonna sort my baseball cards. But he's not doing that. He's just kind of like staring at it. And I was just like, all right, let me get another look here. And Sexy and Sunny. And I was like, oh, now I'm just almost laughing at these titles of like, oh gosh. And then Dave just said, I need more titles. Law and Orgasm. And I was like, wait, oh my goodness. Like, this is so dumb. And it just kind of got me thinking. We were just talking about, you know, disappearing photos, this and that, on like how you check these things. And ultimately, you know, I was talking about adults in the last episode just doing dumb things online. And I looked over then, so I'm looking over at this guy's hand, and he's married, he's got a wedding ring on, but like this iPad full of just kind of filthy. And you go, oh, Showtime, it's not porn. It's a lot of the same movies, instead of NC-17 or porn rated, like for Showtime, they tame it down just a bit. But I mean, basically, it's pornos. A whole collection of them. And I was just like, this is just, is this that odd? And, you know, I'm not judging the guy. I do judge people when I walk by them on airplanes, because normally, like the people in first class that you see, you know, are working, they've got like their stuff to do. And then you keep going back. And it always strikes me when there's like the guy that's like drinking, you know, like three Cokes and a Mountain Dew, and the peanuts are all over him, and he's playing like video games on a cell phone. I was just like, oh, don't be that guy. You know, there's kind of this difference of like the successful guy that's running a business, or the game, you know, the guy that's playing games, Words with Friends or whatever, he's playing in his middle seat. Like, yes, it's the stereotype. But I think this is neither. This is just like normal. Like, oh, I got these movies downloaded. So he's connected to the internet, and he hit one of them, like it was paused. We know what that means. Like, it was paused. So like, he didn't finish. Well, he'd finished, but he didn't like finish the movie. And so then he connected his hotspot, and he went and he was trying to download like a cleaner movie, you know, one that would be appropriate for plane viewing. But I don't know if he just thought because I was a dude, or okay, this is okay. Like, remember the days that you had to like visit an X-rated theater in your town, or just like the discreet porn shops? And now it's just like, oh, this is not really a big deal at all. And I was thinking, like, does your wife care? Does she know? You're not trying to hide this. I mean, my kids, like, my computer is my phone. Anyone could grab my phone and do whatever they want with it. And there's not like, oh, I don't want you to see that. So that's why I just kind of thought, if you're at all struggling, or if you're at all wondering, or you're going, hey, I don't have a problem with this, or I do have a problem with it. Like, to me, the bigger conversation is just, are there conversations happening? Like, does your wife know what's on your iPad? If she's completely fine with it and you're completely fine with it, it doesn't matter if I'm completely fine with it or not. Like, it's your life. You know, I don't know what you believe and don't believe. And if that's just fine for you guys, hey, like, I'm not going to get on you. I'm just going to question, though. I wonder why. Is this replacing something? Is this, like, there was a bunch of it. Like, you've got your favorites. And if that's just normal, I mean, okay, it's normal. It's like, okay, I know a lot of guys that go, man, I would dream of that, or I would love to have that, or just one of those videos really quickly. And don't go say, oh, Craig gave me titles of these and I want to Google them. Like, you know, you can Google a whole lot worse things than Law and Orgasm. So, I mean, that just sounds stupid saying it, let alone looking at that if it was on my iPad. But anyways, I had to share this. And to me, if you're that guy's wife or that guy on the plane, I didn't talk to him. and I don't know his wife, but if I was to say one thing to both of you now, would just be like, hey, open up that iPad and share it. Talk about why. Talk about why you have it. Talk about what it does to you. Talk about what you maybe is missing in your sex life. Talk about how that makes you feel as a wife. Talk about when that started. Talk about ask each other questions. Are you okay with this? Is this something that shocks you? Did his wife go download those for him? Hey, honey, I packed your bag and got all your porn ready. I mean, I think those are the bigger conversations rather than, I think when we keep things in hiding, and for this guy's case, at least from what I saw, he wasn't really hiding this. I could see it. The flight attendant even brought him a Diet Coke, and she leaned down while he was on Naughty Namaste or whatever, and I was just like, okay, you should leave now. Anyways, that's all I got. I'm in Chicago. We're here all weekend. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Panic Button Podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.